my wife held us down. But that's not what this episode is about completely, right? Like, I'm going to talk about the trip. I'm going to talk about how amazing it is. But the reason this trip is amazing is because of my wife. And that's what this episode is about. Bermuda 1 was because of my wife, because she's the only one who can carry a child. And for that, I am grateful. Bermuda 2 is about my wife, and it is because she is the one who brought us on this trip. My wife is doing an amazing job with the work that she's doing with her vegan brand. And so she funded this trip, full transparency. At this time, I'm in between jobs, and it's not because I lost my job, it's because my job lost me.
I see the difference between me and you is that I just hit rock bottom. After this, I don't have a choice. I got people to provide for, promises I've made, and goals to meet. What you got?
What's going on, folks? This is Daryl, your host of the Narratives Over Wine and Whiskey podcast, where we discuss topics that impact Black and or millennial communities while having a good drink. You've been rocking with me for a while. You know that thanks to my line brother, Stephen Dozier, I really, really enjoy this Macallan 12-Year Sherry Oak. Certainly one of the smoothest scotches that I've ever purchased for the price point. Just a really, really great pour. But yeah. As you can, if you're watching via video, if you saw this on Instagram, the teaser before I dropped it, I'm in Bermuda right now. This is my second episode I've recorded in Bermuda. First one I recorded about 2.5 years ago. Probably closer to 3 years ago, maybe, 2.75 years, but whatever, before Avery was born. And we came out here for our baby moon. It was our anniversary, October of 2020. The whole world was shut down, right? Like, outside of Florida and Texas, the entire world was shut down. We got two states in America that do not give a f-. They shut down for 2 days, and then we're like, yo, let's get this money. America. Guns, whiskey, rights, freedom, right? but the world shut down for a while, and Bermuda did it right. Bermuda, they did an amazing job when we came the first time of making sure that they created a secure environment. You had to test before you came in the country. You had to test when you got into the country. You had to test every 4 days while you were in the country until you had reached incubation period, I believe. So 2 weeks. 2 week period after that, you were good. Bermuda is dope. This trip is different. This trip is cool because when we came in October of 2020, it was off season. And so we had the resort to ourselves, which actually, this is the second time. This is our second time staying at this resort. And we enjoyed it so much that we came back. Amazing service. Amazing facilities, two pools. There's an adults only pool. There is an infinity pool that is accessible to everyone. Adults only is 18 and up, of course. Amazing. What I did not get to experience the first time was their fitness facility, which at this point, it's open and great fitness facility. They own two beaches off-site that are great. It's a really, really cool place. But that's not what this episode is about completely, right? Like, I'm going to talk about the trip. I'm going to talk about how amazing it is. But the reason this trip is amazing is because of my wife, and that's what this episode is about. Bermuda 1 was because of my wife, because she's the only one who can carry a child. And for that, I am grateful. Bermuda 2 is about my wife, and it is because she is the one who brought us on this trip. My wife is doing an amazing job with the work that she's doing with her vegan brand. And so she funded this trip. Full transparency. At this time, I'm in between jobs, and it's not because I lost my job, it's because my job lost me. That's the title of this episode, right? My job lost me. Got a new job recently, earlier this year, was excited about it, and realized every job is not for me. Thought it was perfect, thought it was the ideal space for me to be in, thought it would be a great resume builder. And after realizing that it wasn't where I needed to be, realizing that it was not a good cultural fit, realizing that it was not values aligned, I stepped away. And in stepping away, it created an opportunity for me to step into something new, to step into something better. Since then, the number of opportunities that have opened up for me, the number of doors that have opened up for me, the number of people who have reached out to me, thanks to my ability to be free and step into my own greatness and step into where I am supposed to be and step into a light that is my own creativity and my own innovativeness. It's been great. But it was scary, right? Because like I said, my job lost me and I didn't lose it. So truth be told, I let them know that I was stepping away. I let them know that it wasn't a good fit for me. And I let them know that as opposed to wasting their money and my time, I was going to do us both a favor. It wasn't scary because of the money. Because it wasn't. Financially, I took a step back to work there. So that wasn't the issue. I knew I could make the money up. It was scary because I had let go and stepped away from other opportunities in order to step into this one. And now had to retract some statements. Had to go back to some clients who I said, you know, I need a break. I'm focusing on this right now. Let's reengage. And so it was a very humbling moment. But that being said, my wife held us down, right? Like, the money was coming in. The money's still good. Like, I haven't missed a check yet. I haven't missed a responsibility yet. But, you know, this trip is due to her ability to confidently pull her weight in our marriage and in our family and making sure that we're still able to live the quality of life that we're used to. So this episode, man, when I say my job lost me, man, but damn it if I ain't got a woman beside me who can do what she needs to do when stuff gets tight. Every woman wants a baller, but brothers, you have to have a woman who is just as much of a boss as you are. And so, if not more at times, right? Because for women, it is harder. I don't say that lightly. For women who want to take charge in corporate America, in professional America, in a financial setting, it is challenging to be that boss. And my wife has built an amazing brand that I had to put my ego aside to support, right? That y'all know, if you're following me, if you're rocking with me, you've seen I Can You Can Vegan repeatedly on my stories, on my timeline, on my post. And having seen that, you see that she is doing amazing work, and you see her followers, and you see all of the great things that are happening with her brand. And as a man, you've got to be able to put your pride to the side and keep pushing forward. Because it's not about me. It's not about her. It's about what we are able to do together, how we can support each other, what we were able to do for Avery. And in this moment, when we were uncertain about the next step for me professionally, she chose to use her brand to position us to come out of the country and provide our son with another opportunity to see something that we never got to see as children. So yeah, my job lost me, but as she has been doing at so many points when we needed a gap fill, Desiree Daniels, I Can, You Can Vegan, the brand, the person, the individual, the super mom, the woman, the wife, the mother, the strength and the backbone often of our family, right? I step up. I am the voice. I am often the face. I am seen as the leader, but without my wife, I would not have been able to allow my job to lose me. So Desiree, this episode is a toast to you. Cheers. I love you. I Can, You Can Vegan, I love you. Desiree Daniels, I love you. Avery Daniels, I love you. Finish this scotch. Spend the rest of this trip with y'all. Cheers. Just to let everybody know, we're staying at the Princess Hamilton. It's in Bermuda, in the capital city. Amazing, amazing spot. Great restaurants, great bars, solid pours, solid bartenders, two gorgeous beaches. So yeah, if you are looking for somewhere to go, Bermuda is it. I love it here. This is our second time here. We want to come back here every couple years. It is expensive. They don't produce much outside of rum and ginger beer. Their economy is strongly based on tourism. You are going to pay to be here because everything is imported, but it is worth it. If you haven't been out of the United States, or if you're just looking for somewhere new to go outside of the States or anywhere in the world, right? Like, Bermuda is truly a paradise. Their gun violence is extremely, it's non-existent, right? Because you're not allowed to have guns in this country. If you do, I found out yesterday, guy had some bullets, got 5 years for the bullets, no gun, just bullets, 5 years, 10 years for a gun. I mean, like, it is serious here, which is wonderful, right? Like, I don't want to be around guns. There are no firearms around me. Why the fuck do you need a firearm? Sounds great, looks great, very safe. Point one. Point two, from what I found out yesterday, my bartender let me know that they are not as open to the LGBTQIA+ lifestyle. So something to think about if that is important to you. So things to consider, and that is the government not being as open to it, but my bartender, they identify in a non-conservative way. We had a really great conversation about that, but yeah, I encourage y'all to check it out, man. Bermuda is dope. I love it. Hopefully they will progress more in certain ways racially, right, which is big for me. Racially, I won't even say diverse, right? About 50% black, about 50% white. Not exactly, because you do have races that don't identify as black or white in here, but about an equal percentage between the two. And that being said, you have a class issue, but that's everywhere in the world. I'd rather deal with classism than racism, because classism happens everywhere. Racism, in the form that I've experienced it, is a very American problem. So I challenge you to check it out. It's really cool. Can't wait to come back. All right, y'all. Cheers. No, I had nothing to toast with, really. One more sip. But peace. Bye. This episode of the Narratives Over Wine and Whiskey podcast has been brought to you by Dollars and Stories LLC, helping organizations tell the stories that allow them to raise the dollars necessary to continue having the impact our communities need. For more info, visit dollarsandstories.com.